Yo, this is the I Am Super Facts podcast. It's your boy Super Facts. I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. Episode 17. I'm here with my crew, my boys, my day ones. Hey, man, you over there.
Yeah,
speaking that over there. Hey, introduce yourself.
I'm Dirty Red, Devin Scott. I don't want to call my real name, but D Scott, Dirty Red, man. You know how to find me on Twitter, Instagram. I don't use Facebook, but shit, I'm out here, man. I'm not one of the North Pole's finest, man, but I'm just out here with my bros, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, one of the best shooters in the city ever. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't respect it, but you know, they say,
enough of that. Yo, what's going on? That's your main man, Brandon, DJ B Rockin' on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow me, man. One of the most up-and-coming DJs in the city, man. It's cracking, bro.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, man? It's Sid the Kid, man. Big Lord, you know what I'm saying? Westside Crazy. You know I run the B-ball. Don't no kid in the city of Chicago get a scholarship without me, though.
Next. Respect, man. It's me, Gage, man. I'm just a simple-ass nigga from motherfucking Austin area. That's it. Respect.
Yo, respect. Hey, check it out, man. Last week, documentary came out. No, not a documentary, but a series came out, you know, detailing the Central Park 5. And I wanted to hear y'all take. I'm going to start with you, Sid the Kid. I'm going to start with you, man. Let me hear your take on that Central Park 5 madness.
You know what? It was hard, man. It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch, man. Me being a father, you know, I had two young boys. I mean, 3 and 5. But seeing a 14-year-old boy, you know, young kids like that get arrested, get charged, and get put in the system for stuff that, I mean, them boys didn't even know what it was for rape. They didn't know what rape means, sex. They didn't know the definition. So, like, to see stuff like that, it was just hard, man. It was hard, and it was just disgusting, man, that what they did. And the fact that our president right now was back then, you know what I'm saying, the death penalty. And when he was running for president a couple years ago, he was saying that they shouldn't have been released and that the state in New York and the city of New York shouldn't have, like, settled with them, you know, with money. It's just crazy that was 1985-89. And the times still haven't changed because he was saying that then, he was saying that in 2016. And this is the guy that's running our country, so.
Shit crazy, right?
Real crazy.
I don't know if you seen.
I haven't had a chance to see it. I ain't gonna lie to you. The thing is that,
but do you know the story?
I know the story. Corey Wise, a couple of other guys. I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen I was getting ready to watch it, honestly. But I'm like, I gotta really be ready. For me, like, when I wanna watch it, I wanna really dig into it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't wanna dig into it because everybody was talking about it on the social. That's why I hate. So we like social networks because they give it away. Everybody give away so much stuff. So I was like, man, I don't wanna, you know, it's too much going on, and I don't want to watch it right now because it's deep. And I'm like, fuck. I want to watch it on my own accord.
Yeah, it's really deep, and it's a good watch. Also, yeah. And B Cotton, I wanted to ask you, what did you think about the teenagers admitting to what happened? Not saying that they did it, but they admitted to doing it. So what did you think about that?
It just shows you, man, how messed up our judicial system is, man. It's sad because you saw how those boys was, like, forced to admit to something that they didn't do. It was a tough watch. You know what I mean? It's just something you should watch. My son is only 3, but if you got older kids, man, it's just something you should watch with your kids. And it's just something we gotta protect our boys, especially our little black boys, man, especially what's going on nowadays. You gotta protect your kids. And being that, because a lot of those kids are without parents, one dude, parents didn't speak English, they couldn't help them. You just gotta be careful, man, because these police, man, you can't trust them, man.
Can't trust them at all. Hey, Gage, I wanted to ask you, like, if I know you have a daughter, but if you had a son, I seen on the series that they had a father who was actually telling his son to say he did that shit. Like, if you was a father of a young man, what would you tell advise your son to do?
Man, I'd probably tell my son, don't say shit, we lawyering up, we gonna fight it to the end, because I'm gonna ride with my son whether he did it or if he didn't do it. I'm gonna ride with them until I'm. One thing I'm gonna do, man, you gotta protect your kid. So I'm gonna try and do whatever I gotta do to keep him out of jail. Right. You know what I mean? I gotta keep him out of jail no matter what. So, I wouldn't never tell my son to admit nothing, even if he at fault. I won't tell my son to admit nothing. You ain't admit nothing. Shut up. Don't talk. Even my daughter, you know, I'm gonna instill that in her. Like, you ever get into some trouble, shut the F up. Don't talk. Don't say nothing. We gonna lawyer up. We gonna get you up out that jam as best as we can, if it's fixable. If not, then, you know, we gonna do the best that we can do. A lot, you know, a lot of young black kids don't even know about the judicial system or about what's going on to shut up or be quiet or what to do in that, you know, in that situation. They just see they go to jail or they do something, or they don't know when they get behind them doors, you got rights. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. So people got to, you know, put that in their kids.
Right. So with that being said, this 2019, that was 1989, actually. So, exactly 30 years ago. So the shit that we know now, I feel like it was different back then, as far as like, it's easy for us to sit here and say like, yo, if we had a seed and they got into that type of trouble, that, yo, don't say shit, don't say nothing. But back then, I wonder, was they thinking like the father who was fucking telling his son, yo, tell them what the fuck they want to hear and you can go home. How the fuck do you think they believe some shit like that?
Well, you gotta sound like the father was more scared than the son was.
Right. Yeah, I think he just wanted to go home.
He was scared.
I mean, as a parent.
Because his father had been in prison before. He did a bid. We learned later in the story.
Right.
He did a bid. So his whole thing was, I don't want my son to be like me. So he was, go through the stuff.
I think that's just, as any of us, all of us parents, we all go through that shit. We think about that shit. I'm just saying, but I mean, all of us as men, as parents, you think about it, it's like, you want your kid to, you know what I'm saying, to understand what the rules and what the regulations is. It's hard right now, because like, he got a 3-year-old. I'm starting now with,
You got a girl, right?
I got a girl, she's 12, you know what I'm saying, and she about to be 13 in 4 days. Just being a parent, just, you know, now with my daughter, I wasn't a full-time parent, you know what I'm saying?
Now, what you mean, like, you weren't a full-time
parent? I'm co-parenting. So it's not like waking up with your kid every day, like Brandon, he wake up, he got a wife, he got a kid, and then he got a house. Now I'm doing the same thing now. I'm like, well, I ain't got a house, but we got a crib, and I wake up with my kids every day. My daughter, I ain't get to do that. I got to, everything that I do, I got to really teach her, because I ain't there every day. You know what I'm saying? I got to show her, hey, this is what's right, this is what's wrong. And it's hard sometimes, because you're like, damn, I don't wake up with her. And I ask her, say, oh, would you move me? But she's scared, because she always live with her mom. She's like, man, you know what? I wouldn't want to leave my mom alone by herself. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, man, a lot of this shit, man, it's parenting is tough. That's what we're talking about. Parenting is tough.
Hey,
I never knew how tough it was.
Well, let me add that on to this then.
That shit hard as hell.
Let me add on to this then. Do you think the parents failed them?
I think the parents did the best they could.
They didn't know no better.
And they didn't know no better.
This was the story.
The system did them in, man.
The system did all black folks in.
Let me ask you this.
They did what they
did. By them being their parents and them being the older, supposed to, you know, they're caregivers and take care of them, did they still fail them? For what you know now, and if you let your son go through something like that, and you being the adult, would you feel like you failed him?
Yeah, 20 years later, yeah. But like in 1989, they didn't know.
I feel like the father of the one kid. I feel like he did know. That's the And I think his name was Anton.
Antron.
I feel like his father knew he failed him, because that's why he didn't show up. That's why he bailed on him. And then he tried to show up at the end, which is like, come on, fam. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I knew he felt guilty because it's like, I can't put myself in that position because 1989 is a whole different time than 2019.
The judicial system is different, you feel?
Yes.
Not well, like no, the no. knowledge. The knowledge.
The knowledge, exactly. I don't feel but like I mean, it's
still you would let your kids go out like that now.
I'm just saying, but people got knowledge now and they still like
But I feel like you will put up a fucking fuss now. Yeah. Like, it'll be like, nah, I'm not going now.
Get my son out of here.
Then you probably would go because you're scared.
If you ain't got the money, what do you do?
You still pull them out.
Nah, you can't.
You get a public defender, but you
I'm just saying, public defenders ain't always the best. I'm saying
you wouldn't let your kids sit there.
Work with the damn prosecutor.
Yeah, you wouldn't let your kids sit there. Yeah.
The public defender basically gonna just get you a deal.
But I'm just saying, as a parent, like y'all saying, I hear y'all, but I'm just saying, you think about it. You say, oh, well, I'll do this and do that. It's the 89 is still the same as 2000. The judicial system is the same.
It's the same.
It's not as rough as it was then because they not. I mean, it's too
so,
much.
So you think this case, that case in 89, could put it right now.
Put it now.
It ain't going.
You put it now because they got more spotlight. You got more social media. You got more. The judge is looking at this shit now.
So tell me this. In 2019, you think you can go at a trial with no type of DNA evidence, no type of nothing, ain't nothing that was, you know what I'm saying,
linking them to the crime.
Right, nothing was. I mean, if you got
in 2019,
people do it though. If the judges and the DA and the state think you dumb, they gonna put whatever they can on you. They
don't give a fuck. You mean to tell me you think in 2019 people don't get away with crimes?
Right.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that they don't get away with crimes.
I don't know.
I'm just saying a high profile case.
But I mean,
they got convicted for rape.
Right.
A high profile case with no type of evidence right now, I don't think.
I mean, it's hard to say.
It's gotta be high profile.
It gotta be. If it's
was that a high profile case?
Yes, it was.
But a lot of judges don't want to deal with high profile cases. So a lot of that shit, like the shit, like back then. Let me say that back then the judges, 89, high profile case. I'm gonna take it because I wanna be on this shit. Now these judges are like, man, I ain't finna deal with this shit. I don't wanna be part of this bullshit. That's why you see this dumbass, and I hate the fact that Jussie Smollett, whatever, that shit keep coming up, and it's like, it's a high profile case. But the judge, man, you see the statement, like, man, we don't want to deal with this bullshit. This some bullshit.
That was just some, to me.
But I mean,
that
I'm just
was
saying,
some sweep under the rug type.
But they shit, if they had the right person there, they had the right people representing them. That shit, them judges, man, this case would have been like, all right, it's up there.
This case would have been bigger than
you think just, so?
Yes. That's rape. White woman rape.
How many cases we got now with these college athletes who fuck with white
women? We don't have no case. The only case that's not as big as this.
They didn't make it big.
The only case that's as big as this is probably Kale's.
Yeah.
It's probably Kale's.
Hold on. Good segue though. Let's segue into Kale's.
Because Kale's situation is.
He about to do some time. He about to sit down for a second.
They gonna sit him because like you just said, it's public now. I mean, it's always been public, but it's like, alright, now it's like
anything around with Kale's is gonna be.
It's public. In the forefront.
It's in the forefront now where motherfuckers really ain't. Back then, it was like when the shit was going on, social media was really coming. It was like. It was there, but now it's like, all right, social media is here. These motherfuckers, that Me Too movement, all of that shit is real. Like, right. Motherfuckers ain't going. Like, fuck Kale's. That's how people feel.
Let me get my opinion. You know what I'm saying? My name, this DJ B Rockin. Follow me on Instagram, DJ_B_Rockin. Y'all don't know what time it is.
Facts.
I don't rock with Kale's, bro. I feel like he been nasty. So I'm glad that all this stuff is coming to the light, you feel me? Because he's been caught up in the same stuff. I'm going to let Juwan give his opinion because me and him have already had this
opinion. Let me ask you something. You said you don't rock with Kale's, right? You said he's been nasty.
Facts.
So have you been not rocking with him? Or did you let society and did you let social media change your opinion now?
Because I feel like if you've been new and you've been feeling that way, then you should have been stopped fucking with him. Why wait till now to stop fucking with him?
I feel like I've been looking at him sideways for a minute. Like, man, what you on? That type of situation.
But you still was rocking with him.
I've already rocked with him.
Who? Ain't nobody been rocking with Kale since TP2.
What so you mean? It's like, what you mean you ain't been rocking with Kale since TP2? I mean, Kale's been doing a lot of features.
Backyard parties? Like, I'm trying to figure out.
No. What we're saying is everybody still play old school Kales. Facts.
Okay.
That's what we talking about.
Facts.
You got to understand. But we got a DJ.
We got a DJ right here. If have you played Kales at one of your sets?
Not since all the information came out, but
and this is what I'm saying before, and that was my argument. My argument was that shit came out when we was in high school. You weren't DJing then, so if you, so this is my thing.
He was fucking to him though,
but no,
he was fucking to Kales back then.
But this is
I've never fucked to Kales.
But okay, this is my thing.
No bumping grass.
Okay, look, this is my thing though. Kales went on trial for his first case win.
I'm just saying, this nigga be like, this nigga be
like, that was like 2001. He fought his first case. So now, after his first case, everybody got put on the way. Like, Kales is a nasty motherfucker. We all knew he was fucking guilty. He found the way to beat the system. Right. So now this shit comes back up now. So you got like a fucking, 2001? You got like an 18-year gap that we've been knew this man was like this. Why wait to now in that 18-year gap to say, I'm not rocking with him? That's what I want to know. Why wait to now to say you're not rocking? You should have stopped rocking with him in 2001 when you knew he was nasty from before.
Well, that's a good point, though.
But nobody did, though.
I feel like it's more evidence now, and I just feel like I'm...
What?
What's with him? He had a tape.
He had a sex tape, bro.
He had a sex tape.
I feel you, but that Lifetime special was just like...
The Lifetime special was no different than the sex tape. The sex tape was worse than Lifetime.
So basically what I'm seeing is...
Hold on, y'all still rocking? You still messing with Kels?
I still mess with him.
I got a daughter, so
I got a daughter. Let me tell you what
I don't mess with his music like I did. I ain't gonna lie.
I just ordered my Uber. I'm gone.
I'm right behind you. But look, let me tell you this.
I'm out here.
I got a daughter. I got a 3-year-old daughter, right?
Y'all niggas over my court on Tuesday, man.
I'm
gonna see tomorrow at Ridgewood.
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old. I got a 3-year-old daughter, right? So my 3-year-old daughter that I got.
Yeah, you already know.
And you try to pertain it to the Kale situation, right?
Right.
One thing I'm gonna do.
Man, I just walk out of the lock, right?
It's locked the bottom.
Let me tell you the difference in the in.
Man, you got the progression. Smooth. Let me know you make it home.
Let me tell you the difference in the progression that I made towards that. First of all, I'm gonna educate my daughter to not be stupid and to go down the lane like some of them airhead women went down that lane with Kale. That's first. Then second of all, I still mess with Kale as a musician and the artist. To certain things because I like his music.
His music, right.
I like his music. That's just like now, some of these actors have been known to be racist. Directors have known to be racist. You still watch their movies.
Depend on who they are, bro.
But what you mean depend on who they are? You still rock to their movies. You still
pause. I don't mess with Mel Gibson, bro. And he racist.
Which one?
Yeah. It's a lot of them, bro. It's if you really do your research, I guarantee you probably rock with racist people that you don't even know.
Now that's probably true.
I mean, that's true.
That's probably true. Yeah, either you going or you ain't.
So listen, this is my thing. I rock with Kels to a certain extent, but I rock with to his music. I don't rock with him as a person.
As a person, right.
I rock to his music because it's still good music. It's still good music.
Right,
it's just like motherfucking convicted Bill Cosby, whether you think he's innocent or he's guilty. I still rock with Bill Cosby as a fucking actor. You know what I mean? I don't know if the man guilty or not. You know what I mean? I don't know that. But an actor, I still rock with him.
Right, I'm just saying, I
feel like more people, I feel like people put so much blame on R. Kelly for what he's going through. Why people don't put that much energy into them people's parents? Because you can't tell me you don't know what your daughter.
What about the parents?
You can't tell me that. You mean to tell me you don't know your daughter out staying the night with R. Kelly?
I feel like he manipulated a lot of them, bro.
He manipulated the parents?
He's a manipulator.
So that's what I'm saying.
But the girl said
listen,
on TV.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. If he can manipulate the parents, what makes you think he can't manipulate the kids? So that's why I'm saying you gotta that blame gotta go higher up the ladder. You know what I'm saying? You can't just blame like right now. If I can talk you into making your son do something, you more the blame than I am. Because how can I make you do something with your son? With your, that's your seed.
No, everybody's to blame. I'm not, my thing is, I'm not.
But I feel like R. Kelly get all the blame though.
No, he deserved.
Why do he deserve all the blame when, just like now, if I was to go and I was to turn Kaz into a soccer player, but you want him to be a basketball player, you can't sit there and blame me all the way 100% for your son being a soccer player. You got to take some of that blame because obviously you lost him at some point in life that he don't respect your opinion. He didn't respect you to well enough to where he could come to you. They confided more in R. Kelly than they confided in you as a parent. Right now to this day.
But a lot of them girls said that though.
Right. And well, that's what I'm saying. So that's to them. And I ain't even seen it. That's the
I watched part
right
of
now
that
to this day, it ain't another man on this
TV.
Listen though, it ain't another man on this earth that can tell me anything that my daddy can't tell me. And that's just being raised right. Just like it ain't a thing on this earth that a woman can tell me that I can't go and I'm gonna believe my mama before I believe any other woman. Because I feel like she got my best interest at best. So obviously, these parents lost these little girls somewhere along life. They're the ones to blame, along with R. Kelly. But I feel like he getting more whack because he Robert Kelly, he's an artist, he's a millionaire, he made all these songs. If R. Kelly was just a man who worked at Old Navy who lived in the Austin area, people wouldn't give a fuck.
At all.
But because it's Robert...
It's just niggas... But that's a given, though. That's
but that, and that's what I'm saying. So why do he got to get extra... Why do he got to get extra shit just because he's Robert Kelly? Bro. Blame them parents is what I'm saying.
How you... Look, okay, you say blame them
parents. Blame them parents,
but at the same time, as a man, would you fuck an underage girl?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so my thing is...
They wouldn't be on your radar, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying as far as, like, he got to get... He gotta
I'm saying
get,
that, but I'm what I'm saying is he deserves to get blamed.
But when you was a teenager... It's hard to sit here and talk about it because we don't have no females in here. But like as a male, we treat it different than young females. As a young male.
But as a young male, we saw. I don't know about y'all, but I mean, I saw this shit.
Yeah, we personally, saw shit, bro. We saw shit.
Sorry, man, we got
man,
the itch.
Man, fast,
but no, I'm on some real shit. But I don't. As a young male, we done seen niggas. In a neighborhood,
we seen older niggas. Older niggas. With
it's always kids. Like, and it was
we
funny.
Seen that shit.
It was funny because right. I seen bitches on Facebook talking about. Excuse me. Let me. It was girls on Facebook that was fucking with at a point in time. I saw it. You like, damn, why the fuck I can't fuck with this bitch? You know why? Cause she was fucking with an older nigga. Cause she felt like at that time I wasn't shit. I was 15, 16. Yeah, I had good dick, but I ain't had no money. She go fuck with a nigga who was 25, 26. At the time, she 15, 16. But then I seen a girl who used to fuck with niggas that was 25, 26. Oh, what's a problem now? How is it a problem now when R. Kelly did it? Yeah, it's fucked up because like
so
y'all
what
said.
What are we seeing?
It's a double-edged sword when it comes to this
but
shit.
I'm saying it's a double-edged sword, but at the same time, yo, what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong.
Pretty much.
At the same time, if you got a young girl that's trying to fuck with you and you are fucking and you... 28, 29, 30, 31.
You should know better.
At the same time.
You should know better.
But
how we gonna
in high school though, we all seen the box Chevys come up and pick up. You feel me?
You seen it, but how do we blame a kid for a young female who when we fuck with older women and we able to get in their minds and manipulate them. How easy is it to manipulate a 15, 16-year-old when you're fucking 30 years
and
old?
And if you roll back the tape, I never said blame them. I said blame them parents.
But look, we've been kids and we did shit that our parents don't know about.
True.
So,
But how bad did it get, to what extent?
Let's just say if we was young, 15, 16 years old, we fucked the teacher. It's different for males. We would have been like, we the man.
That's
as
true.
As a young female, 15, 16, they fuck a teacher. But in this we looking at the teacher like, what the fuck? You fucked a young girl. But if we a fucking male and we fuck an older woman, we looking at it like, that's the shit.
So nobody's looking at that older woman like you're a pedophile?
Oh, they
they are if they find out about it. If people find out about it, yes, they are. But if ain't nobody finding out about it, and the homies only know, we looking at, we high-fiving the homies.
Right.
But like, if a young girl find,
that's double standards.
It's double standards.
That's what I'm saying.
It's double standards.
But that's why I say, but how do you blame R. Kelly for it though?
Because R. Kelly,
because
he's the grown man.
But R. Kelly's a predator, so he preys on that. That's what he's
the grown fucking man.
You know what I'm saying? He preys on that, so that's different.
Facts.
But other, I'm just saying, in fact, that,
bro,
I'm just saying, in fact, if nigga not say y'all.
You won't be talking about this if this nigga didn't already go.
Right, right. But that's what I'm saying. But it's we not, R. Kelly's, that's him. He's R. Kelly. But I'm just saying, this fact that other niggas that we might have known, we might have seen, like you said, niggas in the hood pulling up in box Chevys, pulling up on a 15, 16 year old in high school. You see that shit, and it's like, damn, it's fucked up. But then, like, I seen on Twitter, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Twitter is a fucked up place. I'll tell you, because you know, Twitter is a fucked up place. But it's girls on there, like, man, this shit, it's been a cycle for years. It's been a cycle for generations. Why does it matter now when your uncle didn't fuck with, you know, with a 20-year-old, and he 37 years old, and I done fuck with girls my age now. I done had a girl I was dating or talking to, and she like, it don't bother her. She said R. Kelly situation bothers her. She got a daughter, but she said at the same time, it don't bother her because of the fact that she didn't been there. She didn't fuck with a nigga who was, at a time when she was 21, she was 30. No, she said she was 18 and he was 36. Even though you 18, it don't really mean, to me, I don't feel like 18. You still not growing up.
When you 18, bro, if a motherfucker 18, we ain't got to talk about it.
At all.
If you 18, bro,
but I'm just saying,
it ain't nothing to talk about.
But I'm just saying, though, but they made our kid, but everybody say, oh, well,
no, because you're 15. You talking about 14?
But I'm, yeah, 14. That shit is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Joe, listen, bro. R. Kelly has been through this.
Yeah. This second go around.
He got through it.
Yeah.
We let it go. Niggas still had jokes. Niggas still said some shit, but this shit is came back again. That's why niggas is at it like,
no,
yo,
problem, bro.
Yeah.
Right. That's why niggas is
at his it. His brother said it on the thing. His brother said he had a problem.
His brother got a problem. That motherfucker locked up. I don't know what he locked up for, but he got to stay in that joint.
Yeah. He got a problem. I mean, but the family been saying, everybody been saying, he got a problem. It's been a problem. His sister, I don't know, his sister molested him or some shit?
Yeah.
So, it was his sister. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, it's just the point of, it's a circle. It started from, regardless of R. Kelly always being fucked up, it's either, as a man, you either move on from that shit, and R. Kelly never did. He used it as an excuse to say, okay, my sister fucked me over, I'm going to do it too. Mm-hmm. It's not right. You either move on from it or you don't. And that's what I'm saying. With society, the way everybody is, it's,
I don't know, man.
It's a fucked up situation.
We just gonna have to wait and see trial go on. The nigga
found guilty. It's either he going to do time or he going to get off again. Because that's just what it is. That's just how the law works.
He got off because Shorty didn't want to testify. Right?
They don't want to testify again.
Exactly.
They don't want to testify again.
Man, it is what it is. Move on, man.
That situation, you'll be talking about that forever, man. We can talk about something else.
Man. Check it out, man.
Y'all don't want to drink tequila with me, Joe?
Nah, I don't fuck with tequila, man.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Listen, man. Real quick. Devin came in the joint into the pod with some $9.99 tequila. Hey. Bro, don't put that in.
I don't even know what that is. It's like Jose Cuervo.
Bro, that's trash. Jose Cuervo trash and your Suiza.
I just pay rent.
I don't even know what that is, bro.
I just pay rent.
I don't even fuck with tequila, but it's okay, bro.
I just pay rent.
Hey, what you want me to
check
do?
Check it out, man. In recent news, man, we just seen that Hov became the first billionaire rapper, man. How y'all feel about that? I'm gonna start with you, Gage. How you feel about Hov becoming a first billionaire rapper?
You know, I'm gonna say this because I know this man over here look like he finna hate on Hov. You know what,
I thought he was a Hov fan.
He a hater,
huge
though.
Hov fan.
He a hater, though.
He's not the greatest.
His hate is more than anything. But I'm proud of the man, though, Joe. I'm just glad to see a black man coming from what he came from, doing, you know, grinding how he had to do. He paved the way. He made it.
Man, he a modern day, just like Obama, man. He just showed, you know what I'm saying, young black people that you can make it. You can do it. You know what I mean? He a pride. Yeah, he, man, I'm happy for him.
Hey, shouts to the homie Hov, man. He got it from the bottom, man. I've been a Hov fan since Blueprint is the greatest album I ever heard in my life. You feel me?
Yo Sox is the ugliest I ever seen in my life.
And that's what's up. That's what's up. Right? So you be blessed.
You out of that?
Yeah. Your breath ain't something serious. But yeah, I said, Hov, my favorite artist of all time. Blueprint, the greatest album of all time, in my opinion. So. It don't shock me, man. Hov a hustler, man. He don't brag about it. He don't boast. That's my guy, man. Shout to Hov.
That's huge. It's like...
Shout out my homie Doc Rivers.
That's huge, though, man. You just see... It's dope to see black millionaires, billionaires, everything. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to understand where you... Shit, anybody can make it.
True.
Fact. I mean, not just fact. I'm not saying, like, anybody can make it, shit. All us sitting to him, one day motherfucker be like, man, shit, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, he get hope. He give hope to a regular guy, man. Shouts to Hov.
I thought Dre was the first one, but
I did too. That's what I was saying. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
I thought they said Dre was the first billionaire. But you know, to see Hov make a billion, I just have to give it to him, man. He's the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought Hov was the GOAT. I'm going to put that out there first.
Never.
But
he's a dope rapper.
I always thought he was a dope rapper. I never thought Hov was garbage. I always thought Nas was better than Hov. But as rapping, lyrically rapping. But I'm here to say right now, Hov is the GOAT. Tupac is my favorite rapper of all time. But I just gotta put it out there. Hov took it to another level because I mean he ain't had no choice to, as far as clothing, title, business, and adventures, all that shit.
But they got the game. Diddy was one of the motherfuckers who really put the game on motherfuckers though. Like I know,
but Diddy ain't a rapper though.
He ain't a rapper, but I'm just saying it's just a point of what he done did, like.
So how he not the first billionaire?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Diddy got a lot of kids.
They got a lot of money too.
Yeah, but
hold on. But I'm just saying. I'm saying as far as rap, we all know Jay got his flow from Biggie.
I ain't gonna say all that, but
do we not?
I don't think he got his flow from Biggie.
Why not?
Because whole flow is totally different than Biggie's. That's how I feel.
I mean, it is, but the lines is...
He starts lying.
I don't think... I feel like any rapper... I feel like it's exactly what Hov said. I still a big verse. I'm only bigging up my brother. Bigging up my barrel. I'm big enough to do it. I'm that thorough. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I feel like Hov...
Raise the things you sing about. Bring them out.
Right, exactly. Only reason I feel like Hov said Big Versus is because Big got murdered if Hov kept him alive through the records, the music. Yeah. It ain't got nothing to do with I'm still in Big Versus. That's how I feel.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? So, because... When Big and them was out, Jay wasn't like popping like that.
I'm just saying the rap game changed though after Big and Pop. That we
it changed and I can't
look how
I can't done. Listen, when I was younger, I used to be like, I ain't gonna lie. Everything Pop said, I was
you
about
felt it. Yeah.
I felt it. Felt I was about fuck Jay-Z, fuck all these other guys, whatever. I'm just strictly Pop. But when you get older, you start listening to Jay-Z, you start listening to Mobb Deep.
They
you
start talking listening, shit. They start you talking listening that
to
that shit.
Yeah, you listen to that real shit. And you realize, like, yo, what Jay saying, Jay was something was Jay real was about this shit. You feel me? So that's why I'm like, yo, he ain't steal no Biggie lyrics.
But Biggie was talking real shit too, though. I'm only vouching that because I'm a Biggie fan, though. So
but Biggie, to me, Biggie only had one real album.
No, he did
two albums. They was real deal.
That was real good. Really good.
Really good. Great.
Really good. Great. But is Life After Death better than Reasonable Doubt?
Yes, absolutely.
Negative.
Reasonable Doubt. Y'all want to? I'm not to say y'all. You listen to rap. But most niggas who don't listen to music would never. How many people knew about Reasonable Doubt between that though? It's a lot of niggas.
You right, because
I had to go back and listen.
I had to go as me as a grown. I when I'm a teenager, I had to go back and listen.
I had to go back
and I realized how cold it was.
Because the reason we had to do that is because of what was going on at the time. Pac and Biggie was going on at the time.
Life After Death was a double.
This, but that's what I said.
What about Ready to Die? I'm talking about Ready to Die.
But Life After Death is better than Ready to Die. But Ready.
Blueprint
was real too.
Was the greatest. Is the greatest album of all time.
Illmatic is the greatest album of all time.
Be respectful.
I'm being respectful because. Blueprint is one of my favorite albums of all time, and I just feel like the way Illmatic was, that was like Illmatic was fucking hip hop at its core, at its best, at its like street.
I remember
Blueprint is the shit though. Blueprint is one of my favorite albums of all time. I'm not sitting here saying like Blueprint ain't shit.
Blueprint was tough. That was high school.
Niggas.
I came out to that shit.
Blueprint
defined our high school lives, but our senior year, 50 Cent came out with Get Rich or Die Tryin'. And niggas was listening to Get Rich or Die Tryin' more than they was listening to
Blueprint. That one better than Blueprint, though. Bro.
Now that I look back, Get Rich or Die Tryin' is not better than
Blueprint. Even then, it wasn't better than Blueprint.
Back then, at that moment,
Blueprint, I mean, Get Rich or Die Tryin' was the shit, because he had just dropped Wangsta. He had just dropped, it was just.
He was coming with hits.
And then what was his dopest song, but it was one of the biggest, but man, I'm tweaking. I'm drunk right now, so but one of his biggest songs, it was just a point. So 50 was cold. Whatever 50 dropped at that point in time was cold. Just the nigga had some shit, man.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. I saw this on Twitter though. Yeah, so like I said, once again, ladies and gentlemen, follow me on Instagram. That's DJ_B_Rockin'. Y'all already know what it
is. One of the best DJs in the Chicagoland area.
Respect, I appreciate that. So I saw somebody tweet on Twitter, man, that Dirty, I think you've seen this too, that women, y'all gotta start initiating sex.
Facts.
You see that?
Facts.
That, you know what I'm saying? Facts. Guys initiate sex all the time.
All the time.
Women, y'all gotta start initiating that. And then one of my homies tweeted, like, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Do an experiment. Go 2 weeks. Don't initiate nothing with your lady. See what happens. You feel me?
Yeah.
Respect. I wanna know y'all opinion on that. How y'all feel about, you know what I'm saying? And Klein, I wanna ask you first, though. How y'all feel about, you know what I'm saying? Is it just.
Nah, I'm all about.
Y'all feel like women don't initiate enough? Y'all gotta always initiate? How you feel about that, bro?
I felt like that at one point in my life that, women didn't initiate sex, and I don't know why I felt like that. At one point, you feel like sometimes I don't know, I can speak on myself, I don't know about all men, but at one point you can almost feel like, man, you being thirsty. And that may not even be the case. You can feel like you thirsty because when you getting it in, it's always you.
Yeah.
And your woman, but she going, but it's like, damn, baby, I wanna feel wanted. You know what I'm saying? I wanna feel wanted. You feel me?
You engaged.
I don't feel like that no more.
You engaged?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask y'all the difference, right? Okay, well, I done been married, but let me ask y'all, because you married, you engaged now.
Happily married.
But I'm just saying, it's to the point where you can be happily married, but I'm just saying, it's the point of you ever think like, damn, why won't, like you said, I want to feel
wanted.
You ever think like, damn, I've been married to this woman forever. Does she still, she might love you. She look at you like that. Do you ever feel like, man, my woman don't look at me like the same? Like, she love you? I'm just asking y'all.
I never feel like that.
I mean, you've been there. You ever look at her?
Single is different.
Like, your woman love you to death. Yeah. She love you to death. But you ever look at her like, damn. Like, I ain't gonna lie. The problem is when we meet social networking, like Twitter. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be real. I'm talking. We talking. and I'm gonna be real, it's just like, I'll be on Twitter and I'll be looking at shit and I'll be like, man, I see a girl on here and I'll be like, damn, I want my girl to do this shit. And now it's like, I gotta like literally talk to her and make her, and not my girl, let me tell my girl's a dude. But it's just, it's the point of, I gotta, you know, sometimes you gotta explain, like, man, damn, you see this right here? You used to do this.
I feel you.
And it's like, you know what I'm saying? And I never knock my woman for what she do, because she does good. But it's the point of sometimes when you be, you know, as a man, you like, I miss that. I want my woman, before we was together and we had kids, she was everything.
Right.
We got kids now, it's like, oh, well, I got you, so I ain't got to.
Look, I haven't reached that point yet. I haven't reached that point, but right now I don't have no complaints over anything. Yeah. But like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak on the future.
He threw you under the bus.
He really did.
I don't
she fine. I'll talk to her about my shit.
I can't speak on you know what I'm saying, that right now. But
she ain't gonna listen to the podcast. But go ahead.
Right. As far as my woman, you know, trying to get something out of me. Yeah, she coming to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But like, let me speak on when I was single doing my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had issues with previous women I was with, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yo,
don't you see me? I'm sitting
here. Yeah, like try to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to feel like it's always me, and then when you ain't in the mood, it's making me feel some type of way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I felt like that plenty of times. And I'm all for women, you know, asking the dude, can they, yo, let's fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's just like I told you, I'm just on this Twitter shit, bro. This should be.
I seen this, that shit on Twitter.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And it be like on Twitter, it's like, I see girls on there, I'm like, what up? I would love to see you in real life. But I know in real life, y'all don't exist, because it's like, we are older men. We done had our probably our girls we with now, or our shared women that we done been through. And you like, she done did all the shit y'all done did. But then it's like, that shit ain't shit now. But I'm like, bitch, you know, why the fuck? Why my mama want to do this now for me? You know what I'm saying? Not my woman. Man. Let me clear it up. I get in trouble.
You know what? When anybody ever asks me about marriage, I'd be like, man, look, you gotta think about it like this, you know what I'm saying? And I love my wife, so you think about your favorite drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, my favorite drink is Jameson.
Right.
I love Jameson. So you think about it like this. If I tell you for the rest of your life, all you can drink is Jameson.
That's all you.
You at a baseball game, it's 100 degrees.
Jameson. Always. Facts.
You at a banquet?
Jameson.
You anywhere, Jameson. It's not a beer or nothing that was Patron, tequila. You Jameson. All day, every day. If that's your favorite drink, you gotta rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, to be real with you, I honestly, I done been over playing shit. It's like, my woman, she do enough for me. I ain't never really complained, because I be like, niggas be like, man, I gotta have a different bitch every night. I be like, yeah, I'm gonna do that shit, bro.
That's too much.
That shit too much.
I ain't felt like.
But to his situation, if I ever got divorced, if me and my wife didn't make it, I would never ever get married again.
Oh no.
No, you can't. Yeah. That's that topic right there. That's definitely wrong.
I would never.
That's wrong.
So I don't put him on the spot.
That's wrong. Yeah, no, you put me on the spot right now.
Devin, would you ever get married?
Absolutely.
Again? You would.
Absolutely, because it's not fair to her.
Okay.
It's not fair to her. She ain't never been in my situation. I got married young, though.
Right.
Now, this age, if I got married again, I was going on a third or fourth, that's different. But now, I would never do that to a woman who ain't never been married. Because, honestly, as a man, that ain't fair. Because we done been there.
So you would definitely get married
again. I would definitely get married again. I would want to get married again. Because the way I got married in the beginning was a shotgun wedding anyway. Okay. So, it wasn't... It was love, though. But it was just... More me and her, like, man, we finna do this shit. We gonna do it our way, we gonna go. But now it's like, would I get married again? Absolutely. So yeah, I ain't afraid to be put on the spot. I'll get married again. Nah. It's tough, because in the beginning, I ain't gonna lie to you. All the shit you said now, I sure the fuck didn't want to get married again. I'm like, fuck that. This woman done broke my heart. I wanna I want to live a different way, and I ain't fuck women. And I'm like, oh shit. And I got to, you know, I love women. And shit, you don't want to treat no woman wrong?
No, I feel you. I wouldn't do it again. I couldn't do it again. But I would never get divorced, though, because I love my wife. Shout out to my wife, man.
Yeah, I mean, to each his own. Everybody, you know, you go through what you go through, and then, I mean, some people, you going to get married. Some people, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You can make it. That's the point of marriage. You want to make it. You know what I'm saying? I just went to the point of marriage where it was like, we ain't make it. So,
nah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
You do. So, you gotta be happy.
You gotta be happy. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no ill will against my ex. She doing good. She done had a baby. She didn't get married. So that's why I'm like, even with me, my situation, I done had kids. And I'm like, you know what? I'll never do this to the next woman, because even in my situation, my woman, she ain't never been married. She ain't never experienced the man loving her the way she should be. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, bro. How old was you when you got married?
25.
He was 25.
25. But I was with her from 19. 19 to, I mean, 18, 19 till I was going on 28.
So why your marriage didn't work?
Me not being ready, her not being ready, just immaturity.
Immaturity as far as what? Like, what was the problem? What ultimately led to it being like, we can't do this no more?
I mean, just immature. Just saying... You wanna say, oh well, I'm married to be happy. I'm happy. I'm married, and it's no meaning behind the love. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't had no meaning behind our love. It was just, we loved each other because we were together forever. It don't mean shit. Just because you be with a person for 9, 10 years, it don't mean nothing. You know, not to cut nobody up. I mean, not to say nobody to nobody, but just if you and your spouse don't love each other the way y'all supposed to, like. How you intend? Y'all got a great relationship. I love y'all. I love y'all marriage. Like, I look at it and I just sit back and I'm like, you know, I've been watching y'all from the time I met you. First time I met you, and I respect it. And it's like, my relationship with her was respected, but it was just more of a, we didn't understand love. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand when it comes to love, man, you gotta understand who you with.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta know who you with, and when you
especially gonna make that marriage commitment.
Right. When you make, that's what I'm saying. When you make a marriage commitment, you got to understand who you with. Like, that's the person. Like you said, when you see this bottle of Jameson, like he said in America, that's who you marry. When you see that bottle of Jameson every day, that's who you waking up with. When I see that bottle of Jameson when I wake up in the morning, that's who I want to be with. Now so, I say that. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Talk to me, bro. Right. Like, you're not telling me like what happened, bro. Like, what was the day that it was over? Like, you knew that, like, shit, damn, this shit up. Over with.
Shit, I was locked up. I mean, I was locked up. Once I was locked up and I came home, she was gone. It was nothing else to say.
So that shit went. So yeah. Did you feel like, I'm not going to say what it was because I don't know.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, what I'm asking is, you felt like that shit wasn't real?
No, I never felt that wasn't real. I still to this day feel like it's always been there. Like we were talking about with the other homie. Like when you love somebody, you love somebody.
Right.
But if it don't work relationship wise, it just don't work.
Right.
It's always been real. But just as far as going to the relationship and going further than what it would, where our relationship is going from now, it's like, it's hard to explain. Like, not even really that. It's just, you know, she felt her way, I felt my way.
Right.
And when I was locked up. So when she left, she was gone. It was, she wasn't coming back.
Do you feel like she was checked out before?
She was checked out.
Before. Was it something that she wasn't getting from you as far as attention, as far as love, as far as...
Love, and like she, and her thing, what she told me was that she just, it was more of her wanting to be married and not, she wanted to, it's the significance of being married, but not really being married. She was like, she was happy to be a wife, but didn't mean she necessarily cared to be a wife.
Right.
So, she just wanted, she was happy to be a wife. She never really cared to be a wife. So It was like, oh yeah, I got the name, I got the love, but it don't mean shit. And that's what made me realize, like, oh shit, love don't mean shit. Not to anybody, to y'all, but
right.
I know for my situation with her, it was like, oh shit, she made me. She put me in a position where I had to realize, I had to, okay, life is not what I thought it was going to be. Because I right. wanted to have that marriage. I wanted to prove to my mama and them, I could get married, I'm going to do this. And it was like, when she left, she put me in a hole, but she taught me a lesson. It was like, yeah, man, get your shit together.
Right.
I love you, but we ain't going to be together. I got the name from you, but it don't mean shit. She said, because I got the name from you, it don't mean shit. Right. You just my husband on paper.
Oh, damn.
And that's how she told me.
That's like fucked up. I feel like because, you know, you take, y'all got married, so yeah. y'all have vows and stuff like that. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All that. You know, if you're doing your job, you're not cheating.
I ain't doing my job as a man. I wasn't ready.
Well, let's hold on for a second. Yeah. Let's pause for station identification. This is the I Am Super Facts podcast. You rocking with your boy. I Am Super Facts. You know, I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. I'm with my boy DJ B Rockin'.
Yo, yo.
I'm with my boy Dirty Red. And we will be right back. Pause that. Hold on for 1 second. We'll be right back.
Now listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy Super Facts. He got the bill, he got the titles. Super Facts. Yeah, that's me.
Alright, so we back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We had to pause for our station identification, but we right back at it. You know what I'm saying? But like we was talking to my boy Dirty about, you know, his marriage. Why it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But I wanna switch this a little bit. I wanna talk to my boy DJ B Rockin'.
Yo, man, what's up?
So I really wanna know, like, when did you meet your wife, man?
I met my wife senior year of high school. So when we was both 17 at the time. 17 was the prom together and all that.
So y'all been dating since y'all was 17?
Nah, you know what? Not consistently, bro. So we dated our senior year of high school when we was 17 into the summer. And then we kind of split. We both went to different colleges. Then we split and we connected after college.
Yeah, okay. So y'all dated in high school?
Correct. Senior year.
And then y'all what?
Split.
So y'all split.
We went to different colleges. Exactly. We split on good terms though.
Right.
And then we connected after college.
How y'all connected after college? How did that?
I was chasing her down, bro. I'm keeping a buck. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? When I got out of college, I was looking for, you know what I'm saying? I was single. Yeah. And I seen some of my friends. I told my friends, you know, I was looking for work. And word got back, and one of my homies had like a graduation party after we graduated. And she popped up, you know what I'm saying? And we kind of reconnected from there.
So you kind of knew in your heart, like, even if y'all went y'all ways in college, y'all had y'all ways in college, but you knew, like.
Yeah.
You kind of had it in your heart, like, man, look, I did my thing, but. That's who I want to be with, right?
Yeah,
that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Excuse me. The feelings never left.
Yeah, feelings never left. Right.
So what made her wifey though? Like what attracted you to her?
Man, that's my ride or die. Like I feel like, you know what I'm saying? My wife Tiffany, we just understand each other. She always like understand what I'm trying to do. She's my biggest supporter in anything I do. Man. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Like I know people say it cliche. But she literally like my best friend. Like anything, you know what I'm saying, I need, anything I ask her to do. That's my partner in life, like for real. So yeah. that's my homie, man.
That's what it's supposed to mean when you with somebody like that. I'm telling you, you know that bond, like
that's
something
you know.
That I'm and that's why when he asked me these deep ass questions, I'm like, I'm gonna be real with you, it's like I'm 100, even if you go with somebody, when you know you got that bond with somebody for life, I was talking about our homie earlier.
Yeah.
That bond, that shit never goes away.
You know what it is.
You know what it is.
And like, well, even with me and my wife, like, when, you know what I'm saying? When I got back with her, man, like, you know what I'm saying? She ain't had nothing, I ain't had nothing. And you know what I'm saying? Now we done built a life together. You know what I'm saying? We got kids. You know what I'm saying? We got a house. We good. And it's just, we seen that in each other. You know what I'm saying? Right. We can build that. You got to have that vision with a person.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I see that this person got ambition. This person can do this, can do that. And she had that. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely seen that in her. And she seen it in me. Yeah, that's super facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's some shit in life that you can't take away. Well, bond, vibes, love, life with somebody, friendships with people. Like, say, man, like, how y'all friendship is. You don't see him and TP, him and T Cox. They friendship is a bond that you can't take away. It's a love, you know what I'm saying? That's just in general with anybody. That's why I say, like, when you tell me, when you ask me the question, I'm like, I hear you, mm-hmm. but I've been there. Love, me and her, we might have fallen off over this way. I might have went this way. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna fuck about her having a baby, her having a man, all of this shit. Just to keep it 100, just to keep it a buck. Love don't go away. Bonds don't go away. And that's what I say. It's just when you love somebody or you got a bond for somebody, it is what it is. I mean, she taught me a lot, even though we're not together. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's anybody you want to be with. If you love somebody, whoever you with, you love them, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
But let me say this, though. You know, like, if you know what I'm saying, me and my wife got divorced, if this didn't work out, I'd never get married again, like I said earlier. Never.
Why not, though?
You know what? I feel like...
once is enough.
Yeah, I feel like once is enough, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, marriage. As I got older, I feel I had different views on a lot of things.
Yeah. So. I mean, because you've been there, though. You've been down that road now, though.
Right.
You've been down that road. That's why I say people don't... In the beginning, I was like, no, I wouldn't do it. Right. Honestly, fuck that. I don't want to be bothered with no...
Kids change your view, too, though.
I mean, it do. It definitely does, because... I mean, like I was telling you, now for me, I look at everybody else. I love the family life.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Like, I get to wake up to my kids, even though they fucking drive me crazy. I love that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I'll wake up to my shorties, like, every night. Like, in the morning, I hear feet fucking clattering. I know who the fuck coming to get me.
You love that.
You love that. You know what I'm saying? You don't, you know what I'm saying? You get that experience and you run with it, man. A lot of people don't. A lot of niggas, they just had kids. They have them. And like I told you in the beginning, I had my daughter, but we co-parent. It's different co-parenting, because yeah, you can co-parent from anywhere.
Right.
But it's different when you with your kid every day and your kid following, like we was talking about, just in general. Fuck the R. Kelly shit, but just in general, whenever you talk about and whatever you do in your life, your kid following exactly what you do. You know what I'm saying?
That's totally different.
It's just a different fact. So that's why I love it. So even though they drive me nuts. I tell
them
before, don't have no kids.
Hey, yo. Hey, the I Am Super Flex podcast. Yeah. The crowd. Hey, look. Let me tell you this, man. Dirty came through with some S-A-U-Z-A tequila, though. Swazza.
Hey, what is that? You right.
$9.99.
My nigga.
Hey, women listeners on here, y'all might get pregnant fucking around with this shit, man.
That's never heard of that tequila, man.
That
hey, in my life.
That shit have had that nigga. That shit gonna have that nigga skeet. It's gonna skeet all the way back to your throat.
He said, damn.
Man came through. I ain't never seen this to
y'all
be
seen.
So, let me ask you this, Dirty.
Yeah.
Are you dating now?
I'm dating now.
The woman you with, what's popping?
She's a very lovely woman. She's different, she's younger. She keep me energized. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You finna propose, bro? Talk that real.
Mm-hmm. Talk that real, I might. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might propose. You know
what's
saying?
The difference between her and your wife, your ex-wife?
She believe in. Like you said, you gotta have somebody believe in. She believe in me. Regardless of anything that I'm going through, any situation, any life goal, or anything that's going on, she got my back. no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to fall off this cliff right now, she'd probably try to grab me and catch me off that motherfucker.
No, that's what's up, man.
So that's why I fuck with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? She ain't never judged me. She ain't never, you know what I'm saying? She just loved me for who I am.
That's how it should be, you know what I'm saying? What kind of shirt you got on?
Man, on the super fat shirt, man.
Hey, that my margarine soft, man.
Respect, respect.
Hey, look, man. Hey, I'm still waiting on you, Brad, B Cotton, and TP to send me that snapshot of you, y'all wearing it. Everybody else to send me a snapshot of them wearing it.
I'm like, and it is crazy because I had the shirt. I was like, I was going to put it on. I'm like, I'm going to wear it for, I was going to wear it for like a prom, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to wear a prom and take a fly picture. But then he was like, man, we finna do the podcast. I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm going to wear it. Like, I'm going to show up. Hey, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I support you no matter what. That's why I called. That's why even
respect.
You know what I'm saying? When he told me, he was like, hey, man, yeah, I'm trying to get my shirt going. He didn't say shit. And he didn't have to say shit. I seen people wearing a shirt. I wrote him in the DMs like, bro, man, how can I get a shirt?
It's been a lot of support, I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I'm just trying to do something, stay relevant. Stay relevant, not irrelevant. Stay relevant and, you know, with the podcast, with the t-shirts. I'm just thankful motherfuckers even inquire about the t-shirts. But I wanted to do this because, man, Joe, like, on some real shit, I know DJ B Rockin'. I remember, like I said before, I remember the one night when I wanted him to teach me how to DJ. Yeah. I ain't never forgot that shit.
Right.
Like, he said I was drunk. I might have been right, drunk.
Definitely,
you know what drunk. I'm saying? But at the same time, I still remember that shit. Right. And I still remember, like, I thought, because I think DJing is one of the coolest shit ever.
Ever, yep.
And that's the main reason I've been wanting to get DJ B Rocking on my podcast since fucking day one.
Yeah.
And it's not even about, ain't nothing about me. It's about, like, damn, bro, you got a, you know what I'm saying, you got a family, you work, and you DJ all at the same time. You got a busy-ass schedule. And, you know, before you start DJing, I would have never knew that DJing was like something that you wanted to do or even you was interested in. I didn't have a clue. So when did this DJing ever come about?
You know what? DJing has been something I always wanted to do. So even since I've been young, I've always wanted to do two things, bro. There's DJ and I wanted to learn how to cut hair. You know what I'm saying? I never learned how to cut hair, but I taught some, you know what I'm saying? I ran into him over there, taught me how to DJ. So, man, now I'm like 7 years in. But yeah, I always want to learn how to cut hair and I always want to learn how to DJ.
That's dope.
Yeah, I honestly think that's dope. Like, me going to one of your first shows, I remember it was back in 2013. I think it was like September, August. It was in Forest Park at the Pioneer Tap. That was the first time I ever seen you DJ. And like I say, that was that same night. I'm like, yo, teach me how to DJ and shit like that. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't even know if you want to call it DJing. I fucking played music one time in my life for a party, and it rocked. I ain't gonna lie. It was rocking in that motherfucker. And this was overseas, when I was overseas in Kuwait, and I played a party. And what the only thing I did, I had a MacBook, and I had this program on my MacBook. I forgot the name of it. And what I do is I play a song, and then I find a song which was good and blend it in together. And like, all I did was lead that one song into the next song. That's the only thing I did. It wasn't no type of fucking DJ Klein or some shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no type of special effects. it was just me leading one song into the next song. And I, you know what I'm saying? That was my first time doing it. And my ass was playing the whole fucking songs. Like, DJs, right. they play some of the song, go to the next song or whatever. I'm playing the whole song, going to the next song. You know what I'm saying?
He understands.
Hell yeah. I feel like DJing is hard because I know what type of music I want to listen to.
Right.
And it ain't about me. It's about them.
The crowd.
Right. Like you said, that's what makes him dope.
Dope, yeah.
Because of the fact that, like, even, I'm telling you, even at Marcus' wedding, I've watched him DJ just, I got pictures when we moved downtown. I came, there's a place on, I want to say, somewhere with about whatever, Ryan Heary and them do tattoos. It was Jonathan and some birthday in July. The one, somewhere in July, it was your girl, somebody's birthdays. I don't know who birthdays. I got pictures of all us. And I was just like, the way he DJ, the way people respond, it's on another level. And that's why even when I first met him, he used to have this, he had confidence, but he didn't believe in himself. We used to tell him, like, man, bro, you can be better than all of these Max and no shade to nobody. And I felt like, and I told him, I said, bro, you know, and I know he got a family and I know he don't want to do it major, but he can go the next level with this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that he got to believe one day and, you know, hey, fuck it, I'm going to take my family with me. But, you know, I just, like I told him, and this was years ago, and I don't know if you even remember telling him, I'm like, bro, you got skills. Like, it's niggas who wish, like, it's DJing. DJ is an art. Motherfuckers don't understand that shit's an art. You gotta really understand how to really DJ.
It ain't that I think he don't believe or nothing like that. I just think he mad humble.
It's like,
I do this shit, yo, motherfucker. But it's motherfuckers know.
It's fun for him.
Yeah.
But for us on the outside, I'm like, bro, you got mad skills. Yeah. Cause we go to parties and I'm like, bro, why you not DJing and shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went to the ugly sweater party 2 years ago.
I done seen it. I'm mad I ain't never been there. And I done seen how dope that shit is.
When the first I went, so he was the main event.
Yeah.
But the first homie came on and I think he had some shit wrong with his equipment. He had to go get his some shit. I don't know, man. But that nigga was whack.
Right.
But this dude got on, bro, and the party was rocking. So I understand he calling himself DJ B Rock. Right. Cause he
That's why I said I apologize for saying it wasn't me saying that his name was whack. It was just when you think about it in the beginning of that first game, I'm like,
DJ B Rock.
I'm like, B Rocking, man. You couldn't come up with that name. But then I'm like, man, he be out and about. You know what I'm saying? He rocked the party. He got that motherfucker rocking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? His boy. You know, like I said, it is crazy. It ain't even that. It's his boys, man. This his crew that he rolled with. Them niggas
support.
They support.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that shit. Like, everybody, like, it is crazy. Like, I came around them when I met them later on in life. Like, I didn't go to high school with them. And that's why I respect them and I love them. And you, all y'all. I met y'all later on in life, but I met them and it's like, It's like I've been part of their crew since I met them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We talk shit, tell jokes, all that shit.
Yeah. Because I would have thought she went the West.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, just from the jump from meeting them, I'm like, they like me. I'm like them. We cool. It ain't no, you tell a joke, I'm mad at you. I'm gonna fight you type shit. Like, sometimes the jokes, you like, nigga. Like T. Cox ain't gonna lie.
T. Cox goes for the juggler.
Nah, ain't go for the juggler.
He go for the juggler.
But, you know what I'm saying? But nah,
T. Cox cool. It's like you have to get used to T. Cox.
I mean, but it's anybody, though. Yeah. It's just like when I first met them, they supported each other, bro. You don't meet that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't see too many niggas support each other. Like, you be like, most niggas be like, man, you know, I got this nigga here. I fuck with him. But it's all them, no matter which way they go, they all know each other, no serious shit. I got my cup. They all know each other, you know what I'm saying? They all love each other. And that's why I say you gotta respect this shit,
bro. Facts. I felt the same way, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I met DJ B Rock a long time ago, but I don't remember.
Right.
But like, I ain't like meeting him in high school and shit, meeting in the crew he was with, like I met, just knowing them, they was fucking, it was cool, you know what I'm saying? Now, to this point, I look at him like family, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm cool with his cousin, me and his cousin been friends for 20 years, so it's like, I look at him like family, so it's like you say, it's crazy how they fuck, how they hang out with each other, yeah. And they all cool and shit, and they all click. Yep. That's how friendship should be. Definitely. It shouldn't be
facts.
No bullshit, no arguing, none of that. Boy, hating on each other, none of that shit. Everybody want to see each other thrive.
And you know what's crazy? I'm not even in their crew, but I done been to every last one of their weddings. And it's crazy how I just think I go back to it and I just look at it like, damn, like
yeah.
I'm not even part of y'all crew, but they got a love for me. Where you cool, you can come to my wedding. Like I was at Allen wedding, we come to him drunk as hell talking shit. You know what I'm saying? I come to his wedding. I go to all of this shit. And I'm just like, man, bro, they ain't never like, nah, that we don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Well, we fuck with you, but we don't fuck with you. And even though I know everybody got their own little crews and they got their own little shit, but they still always included us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when I met you, Klein came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, I'm like, who the fuck is Klein? He's like, well, it's another nigga. I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's another nigga. So I gotta add another nigga to the crew. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man. Klein, when I met you, you ain't never, even from the time I met you, you always been a legit guy. Like, you always been cool. From the time I met you from hooping, on the outside of hooping, I met them. I ain't never had no problem. Yeah, Everybody got love.
Yeah.
Everybody got love for each other, man.
And
that's how it's supposed to be.
I like them shoes you got on, cuz.
Hey, man.
You got rocking them Jordan 4s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You was lucky to get them. I tried to order them and couldn't get them.
Man, it's shit. I was lucky to get them. Shit,
you feel me?
I low key ain't gonna lie to you. I woke up that night. I was like, man, I don't know if I low key don't even buy shoes for myself. I had just bought.
Stop lying, boy.
No, I swear to God, no bullshit. That's what I was just telling
you. I don't buy shoes.
Dirty and all kids, bro. Can't buy.
Dirty, how many kids you got?
I got three.
You got three. What is it? You got, so you finna have four?
Let's keep that at the podcast.
All right, we're gonna keep breaking news! Super Facts Podcast! Dirty got another one on the way!
Check it out,
this
man.
It, dude. I'm finna get clipped. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Damn, son. And I don't even have one yet. And I'm hoping to have one next year.
Yeah,
but we gonna see what happens. We gonna see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We gonna see what happens.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Man, Joe,
that's
like,
it for me. Though. That's it. I'm
yeah,
good. Yeah,
you got no.
I didn't know. I could have sworn we was just hooping for the wine. Just had a little fresh one.
We talk about this off the bat.
Hey, no, man. We gonna play against the YMCA. I'm ready to dominate some niggas, man.
Job Corps, motherfucker.
Job Corps.
Hey, that shit was fun to see.
I'm ready to dominate some niggas.
Them shorties knew that wasn't going to be them, but they
had. That last time, they almost got on. Niggas getting old, man.
Hey, them shorties was like, man, we had so much fun. Plenty of y'all. Job Corps was fun.
No dick.
We don't have Lil Keyshawn. We don't win. We don't win.
Nah, man. I think I'm with LeBron.
Hey, them shorties was riding the fuck out of y'all.
Oh, my mom.
Hey, man, they can say what they want. Especially
Dirty, bro. They was
fucking shorties. Oh, my old lady was sitting there like, boy, they getting the shit out of you.
Man,
appreciate this podcast, bro.
No diggity, no doubt, man.
I appreciate the podcast.
No, yeah, definitely, man. Been a long time.
Go ahead, shoot out your Twitter, your Facebook, Instagram.
Let me tell y'all real quick. Dirty Red. Let me see Dirty Red Dev on at IG and Dirty Red Dev on Twitter as well. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple videos. I don't really talk too much about myself. I need to start doing stuff, but I support everybody else. And I love everybody. And man, just follow me on there, man. I'll talk some funny shit.
Yeah.
Outside
facts.
Of, no doubt. Outside of the bullshit, but you know what I'm saying?
I definitely gonna get you back on because I mean, I like your content and shit. So yeah. I definitely want to have you back on the I Am Super Facts podcast.
I appreciate the invite out, man. It's definitely love, man. I appreciate you inviting me out here and having me on your podcast, man. I've been listening. Trust me, man. I had to listen. I was behind so much. I had to listen for 2 days right, straight, man.
The content, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the content been, it's been all right.
Nah,
you know
man, it don't matter what the content is, man. It's interesting, bro. Like, I had to text him, like.
Come here, Clyde.
I had to, man, get some of this, y'all. I'm
Hey, folks, they talking about, man, follow me on social media, man. Look, my Twitter is MrCotton22, man. Instagram, DJ, underscore B.
I'm not taking this with me.
Underscore Rocket on Instagram, man. Make sure y'all follow me, man.
You got that Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, man. Brandon Cotton, man. Y'all already know what it is.
Snapchat?
No, I don't do Snapchat.
You don't do Snapchat.
Snap corny.
Hey, y'all just go Snapchat, man. Get y'all some motherfucking Super Facts shirts. You tweet.
Hey, you gotta get the Super Facts shirt.
You gotta get a Super Facts shirt, man.
Hey, man, it's Mark.
I love this one. Hey, it's the quality is legit.
Butter soft.
I'm telling you, it's legit. I'm a fat boy, and I put this motherfucker on. I felt comfortable.
Hey, look, man. Like, I'm tell
good y'all, the Super
man.
Facts tees.
We got the Super Facts tees coming. We got more coming. We got the white coming with the red lettering. I got more stuff in the works. Y'all already know. It's Super Facts. It's your boy. You know, Facsavelli. I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. I want to thank my boy Dirty Red for coming, gracing his presence with and on the super, on the I Am Super Fast podcast. I want to thank my boy DJ B Rockin.
I am Chicago's best kept secret. Please believe.
Super Fast.
Super
Fast. Please go to Instagram. Go follow
DJ
him.
Underscore B underscore Rockin, man. Please.
Say I'm yours, good. Dirty Red, one more time.
Dirty Red Dev, man. Instagram and Twitter, man. That's what it is. Follow me on there, man. I just entertain, man. I try to entertain, man. But I support all my brothers, man. Y'all know where to go. Y'all follow them. I follow y'all. Y'all follow me. Hey,
get
I got no problem.
Him. Get in tune. Hey, I want to thank all y'all for listening, taking time out of your day, and listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast. Y'all know what it is. This is I Am Super Facts. You know what I'm saying. I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. Peace.